Morning. My name is Sean Collins. I come from the Unitarian Universalists of San Mateo, where I sing in the choir. No surprise. I'm also a worship associate and finance committee and a whole bunch of other stuff. And today, Josh asked me to talk a few minutes around the courage, topic of courage. So Steve Jobs tells us, don't let the noise of other opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and your own intuition. So when we think of courage, we often think of thoughts of grandeur, right? I mean, we watch TV shows where people perform these great acts of courage in sports, in law enforcement, in protesting, spiritual courage, saving lives. We think of our own courage as the times in our life when it took great strength to make major decisions or to stand up for what we thought was right. However, it also takes courage to live life each day. We sometimes forget that it's not so much those great moments in life that define our courage, but how we live our life every day. I believe courage is a skill that needs to be developed and nurtured throughout one's life. Each day, we need to practice courage in our daily decisions. We need to practice what I call jumping into the water. I've been a runner and a bike rider throughout my life. However, when my sister, she asked me to join her on a triathlon as a fundraiser for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, both of which my sister has, I was reluctant. The idea of swimming out in an open lake or ocean was not something I was used to or, frankly, was confident doing. My sister explained that you just don't jump into the water and start swimming. It was something you need to work up to. Over the next few months of lap swimming and training, work up to it, we did. I was 55 when I performed my first Olympic triathlon in San Diego. I'll never forget jumping into the ocean that early morning. I'd been training in the pool for some time, and yes, even some open water swims in the local reservoirs. And so there I was, looking into the open water with hundreds around me. The gun sounds, it's time to jump into the water. And just like I had practiced time and time again, I put one arm out in front of the other. I dealt with that brief but inevitable realization that you're out in the middle of some open water. Then you put your head down again and you keep swimming. I think of this experience whenever I need to do something I think of potentially nerve-wracking or potentially traumatic, but something I know that needs to be done. As it has been said many times, to follow the right path and not necessarily the easy one. But more than that, we need to practice following that right path every day. Here are some examples of those small acts of courage we frequently confront. Ever feel the need for that courage after a service like this, when we meet for coffee and tea? Here I need to tell myself to jump in the water and start swimming. I know how to talk to people. Just start doing it. It's just like what I practiced when I was in the water. Just keep putting one arm in front of the other. Ever feel you need courage at a family gathering where you miss your loved ones, but there seems to always be that one person that you're not too happy to see again? Practice those listening and patience skills. Time to jump into the water. Make it happen. Ever feel you need courage when you're doing something simple like grocery shopping and you find yourself in the middle aisle where they have all the cookies and crackers and sugary drinks and all that stuff? It's the carbohydrate-laden store aisles that contain all the goodies, and they're right in the middle, right? There's the ones that will inevitably spike your glucose, make you feel good for a little bit, and then you crash. And then you have another one, and then you crash. So it takes courage to avoid the center aisle. And believe me, there's a reason they're in the center aisles, right? You need to go in and make that turn over to where the vegetables are, and you notice that everything around the periphery is the stuff you more than likely should be eating. It takes courage to do that, to take that cart and just go, oh, I don't need to do that. So, time to jump into the vegetable section on the sides, right? And finally, when it comes to money, I explain to my boys the difference between an investment and an expense. And they're just starting to make money. They're in their early 20s. So we're having these conversations. What do I do with this, you know, this cash, right? Well, you've got a thing that you can invest in, and there's things that you will never see again. You're just expending it. It takes courage to not spend money and take out food, video games, and trips. Those are expenses and easy decisions that we make all the time. However, the concept of saving and investing takes courage. We talk about how wisely we use our money by cooking at home versus ordering food from the application. It's so easy to press the button, but it's so expensive and your money disappears quickly doing it that way, right? So we talk about how to invest your money once you start accumulating it. We talk about the magic component of compound interest. This daily practice of creating a good relationship with money needs to start early and grow each day. Courage can be a great act, but let's not lose sight and the practice of these small steps of courage each day. Join me in the water. Thank you.
Next?
Yep. You're next.
I'm next.
You're next. Hold on.
All right. That was such fun. Thank you, Amy. Good morning. My name is Alan. I'm happy to be here with my good friends. I love this beautiful church and this charming and friendly town. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for welcoming Sean and me here this morning. I last stood here in this pulpit 7 years ago in 2016, and I spoke then about the chaotic state of my life at that time. My wife and daughter were both experiencing mental health issues then, and I was busily trying to control everything and fix everything and everyone, and it was bad, and I was afraid. My life and the lives of my wife and daughter are much better now, I'm happy to say. I was afraid then because I could not see a happy future. I was afraid that things that were bad would get worse, and that the things that I loved would be taken from me. And I was not persistently depressed myself, but my usual optimism and happy nature was bogged down by worries. I was in a funk. I was discouraged and I was afraid. Some say you are courageous if you face danger and difficulty without fear. But I say that you're courageous if you face danger and difficulty despite your fear. Fear is a natural response to danger, and it can be helpful in moderate doses, especially with awareness and acceptance. Without awareness and acceptance, fear becomes the mind killer, as described by Frank Herbert in the novel Dune. If you don't look it in the eye, it can make you freeze up or run away and hide. Also, for some, admitting to others that you're afraid can have social consequences, as it's perceived as weak and dishonorable. I'm reminded of the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz. It's sad, believe me, Missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the vim and voive. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the noive. A more helpful view is provided by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who, although he apparently didn't write it down, he's reputed to have said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." I like that one. You don't know the outcome and you aren't in control of it, but with faith you can still take a step. Since I was young, I've been fascinated by stories of war, and particularly the Second World War. And with the anniversary of D-Day coming up, we can wonder, how did the soldiers charge onto the beach that day? Were they afraid? Of course they were afraid. Did some panic and freeze or run and hide? Surely some did. But overall, they had a sense of purpose together. They were trained, and they weren't alone. Those factors helped the men face their fear together and charge ahead together. I have great admiration for their courage and for their sacrifice. For the past few years, I've participated in a mutual aid support group called Al-Anon, based on the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Like most 12-step groups, we begin our meetings with a serenity prayer attributed to Reinhold Niebuhr. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I've found that serenity prayer helpful to me. to remind me to let go of past regrets and resentments and to let go of worries about the future and to focus on doing my best today. The Al-Anon program helped me find courage and serenity when I needed it. There are plenty of reasons to be fearful these days. I hesitate to list them all for fear of stoking more fear, but I will just say that for me, climate change ranks at the top. I can't look it straight in the eye without being terrified. I still try to take steps even though I can't see the whole staircase, and that's not the only way that our foundations are shaking and breaking in 2023. But we don't know what the future holds. Whatever happens, we're only responsible for doing our best today. We can take a step even if we are afraid. Like those soldiers charging onto the beach on D-Day, together we can face our fears and do our best today, one day at a time. As I mentioned, my life is much better today than it was in 2016. There are many reasons, but one of them is that my attitude is better. I've learned to focus more on today and less on future worries and past regrets. I've learned to avoid telling other people what I think they should do or not do. I more often notice and appreciate the blessings in my life. I've learned that helping and encouraging others makes me feel better. The pandemic disrupted everything and held me under house arrest for a while, like all of us. But now I can choose which patterns of my life to restart or continue, and which patterns to leave behind or change. I have the power to choose and the power to change. Thank you again for welcoming me here this morning.
Thank you, Alan. It really is a joy to have both of them here today and to have them fill our sanctuary with such music and such wisdom. As I was thinking about this topic of courage, you'll see in the these guys actually had this little brief kind of pithy sort of way of describing their reflections. Mine is really long. Willing to take any risk so long as I know. What happened was, I'll tell you the story. So I was sitting with a friend a while ago, and I was having some difficulties in my life at the time, and we were talking about the various options of what to do. And it's when I realized, it kind of was like a realization from heaven that came down to me, this particular line, that I was willing to take any risk so long as I knew how it was going to come out in advance. Which fundamentally means I was not willing to take any risk at all, because you can't know. And Alan's mentioning that quote about the staircase really speaks to me. There's a woman named Martha Beck who appears on Oprah's program often when she was on TV, and she publishes in her magazine, Martha Beck, and she has a book called The Joy Diet, and one of the things she says in there is, any risk worth taking is worth taking no matter how it comes out. And that has kind of helped me to kind of think, oh yeah, you know, it's when you think about a leap of faith, I've said this in the sanctuary before, the leap of faith, you know, the faith comes after the leap. It doesn't come before. You can't be assured of how things are going to happen. You have to start by jumping in the water. You have to start even though you don't know where the staircase is leading. It's kind of that. And so for me, the practice that I've been working on lately is about not so much physical risk and not so much social risk, although those are real. You're going to speak your own feelings, whatever it is, and people are going to have their reactions. But the risk of actually experiencing the feelings that are already inside me. Those of you who know me know that I'm, by training, a psychologist, and I guess I come by this honestly then, but, you know, it's like there's a lot that happens in me psychologically, and I'm not always aware of it. I have feelings that come up in situations, and I don't always know why I'm reacting the way that I do. And the temptation is often for me to try to fix that, to try to feel better, to distract myself, to find a way, to do whatever. And I'm thinking these days, as I get older, it's like, well, what if instead of doing that, I kind of turn inward and open to the feelings and see what happens, though I don't know where they're going to go. So I know that for me, I don't know whether this is true for you, but for me, the risk of turning inward is that sometimes I feel like the feelings that might come up might be overwhelming. Talking about Mother's Day, you know, it's complicated. You know, we have complicated feelings. Even if you have love, love is complicated. You know, when I think about my daughters, for example, and how devoted I am to them, it's almost a bottomless pit. It's quite frightening because, as Alan was mentioning, you start to open up, you start to love somebody or something, then there's the possibility of loss. And that was in the reading that we did earlier. So, wow, even a feeling as allegedly simple and nice as love. And what about those feelings of fear? And what about those feelings of shame? And what about those feelings of, oh my God, do I really want to know what I'm feeling in this moment? So for me, this is all about a practice of, in those times when I'm feeling something that's complicated and I feel stuck, instead of trying to get it to go away, taking a breath, sitting, or even more frightening, verbalizing to someone. Because in the process of verbalizing to someone, it makes it real and I can feel it myself. So I so appreciate this topic of courage, because I think just being a human being these days, and any days, it's not for the faint of heart to live a real life. So my wish for myself and my wish for all of you is that we have that kind of courage to come back to ourselves and to each other over and over and over again. Thank you.